You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Sunday, February 12, 2023. The Final Countdown, Part 2. RBN's 5-Year Natural Gas Market Outlook. Published by Sheetal Nasta. The CME NYMEX Henry Hub Prompt Futures price has fallen precipitously in recent months, and 2023 has the potential to be one of the most bearish in recent history. But longer term, the stage is set for tighter balances, price spikes, and increased volatility. After a slowdown in 2022 to 2023, LNG export capacity additions will come fast and furious over the next several years. As they do, they will outpace production growth, which will increasingly depend on pipeline and other midstream expansions. In other words, 2023 will be the last aftershock of shale-era surpluses. We got a taste of what that could look like in 2022, but just how out of whack could the gas market get? In today's RBN blog, we discuss the supply and demand trends that will shape the gas market over the next 5 years. In Part 1, we summarize the various factors that sent gas prices tumbling from 14-year highs nearing $10 per million BTU 6 months ago to the sub-$3 per million BTU prices seen in recent weeks. It started with the shutdown of the Freeport LNG export facility after a fire last June that took nearly 2 BCF per day of demand out of the market instantly. On top of that, a mild fall shoulder season dampened demand further even as production hit single-day highs of 100 BCF per day or more. And the final death knell for bullish prospects in the near term? One of the most bearish starts to the new year in at least 13 years, possibly ever. An exceptionally warm January crushed demand and domestic consumption dropped to 6-year lows for January and lagged by more than 14 BCF per day year-on-year, while the Freeport outage kept exports flat. At the same time, the warmer weather kept wellhead freeze-offs at bay and dry gas production surpassed 100 BCF per day on a monthly average basis for the first time in January, averaging 6.2 BCF per day higher than last year. As a result, the supply-demand balance was the loosest we've seen in January going back to at least 2010, and about 20 BCF per day looser than last year. These trends compounded what was already a bearish scenario for 2023. That's because for the first time since 2016, there is little upside to LNG export growth expected this year. Freeport is in the process of restarting operations, but that is the return of existing capacity. And while Venture Global's Calcasieu Pass will be commercialized this year, it was already taking feed gas for much of last year at a rate consistent with full utilization. Beyond that, there's no new export capacity due online this year. On the other hand, Lower 48 dry gas production is on track to notch a healthy year-on-year gain. To the extent that storage has to absorb the rest, we are likely to see surpluses swell, which will not only mean lower prices versus 2022 but a return to the kind of range-bound price action we saw pre-COVID. But as we also mentioned in Part 1, the 2023 downturn is likely to be short-lived, as the next wave of LNG export capacity starts to ramp up in 2024 and accelerate over the coming years. More on the latest project timelines in an upcoming blog. Overall, production will most likely keep up, but as the market tightens, the potential for mismatched timing between LNG exports and production growth will make it touch and go in some years. That brings us to our 5-year outlook and how balances are likely to shape up by year. Figure 1 in today's blog on the website summarizes the components of the Lower 48 gas supply-demand balance equation in our mid-case scenario through 2028, assuming the current futures curve. The stacked layers in the background represent annual averages for the supply components, including dry production and net imports from Canada. LNG imports, which used to be a more important source of supply, are now minimal to none, depending on the time of year. The columns in the foreground stack up the various sources for gas demand, including lease, plant and pipe fuel, residential and commercial, industrial, gas-fired power generation, exports to Mexico, and LNG exports. We'll start with our full-year outlook for 2023. After accounting for actuals to date, RBN has domestic demand, including power, industrial, rescom, and lease, plant pipe loss and storage combined, averaging 87 BCF per day, down almost 1 BCF per day from 2022, assuming normal weather. Last year was marked by cooler than normal winters and a warmer than normal injection season, which contributed to record consumption. Exports to Mexico are slated to average 6.3 BCF per day, up from 5.7 BCF per day last year, while LNG feed gas deliveries are estimated to come in at 11.7 BCF per day, up about 1 BCF per day year on year. that brings total demand, including exports, to about 105 BCF per day, up a net 0.8 BCF per day year-on-year. However, at that level, demand would fall short of supply. On the supply side, dry gas production in our forecast averages about 102 BCF per day in 2023, up about 5 BCF per day year-on-year. This assumes that production out of Appalachia will be constrained by pipeline capacity, but that the other basins will grow unconstrained as midstream capacity will get built in time to support growth. Net imports from Canada responded to the tight lower 48 gas market last year, but we would expect that to moderate to 4.8 BCF per day this year, down from 5.5 BCF per day in 2022. That leaves the lower 48 balance 1.7 BCF per day long supply in 2023, 106.8 BCF per day total supply minus 105.1 BCF per day total demand. However, it will be an entirely different story in the ensuing years as the next wave of LNG projects comes online, but production becomes increasingly dependent on the next pipeline project to grow. See the Where It's At blog series. The surpluses will flip to a deficit as LNG export capacity additions begin to outpace production gains. Based on what RBN identifies as Tier 1 or better LNG projects in our LNG Voyager report, after slowing in 2022 to 2023, LNG capacity additions will accelerate, bringing on an incremental 3 BCF per day of feed gas demand each year on average between 2024 and 2026, and another 1.8 to 1.9 BCF per day in 2027 and 2028. That's an incremental 14 BCF per day of demand from LNG exports alone compared with 2022 levels, and doesn't include capacity additions in Canada or Mexico. Combined with domestic demand, that means total demand in our mid-case scenario grows about 18 BCF per day, an average of 2.6 BCF per day per year over the next 5 years to 122.6 BCF per day by 2028. By comparison, our mid-case scenario for total supply, including imports, is slated to grow by a much more modest 18.5 BCF per day in the same period. Breaking that down further, we expect production to grow by 17.9 BCF per day to a total of 114.8 BCF per day by 2028. After this year, we expect growth to moderate an average 2.5 BCF per day per year through 2028. Net imports from Canada are also expected to taper somewhat in the coming years, as LNG exports emerge as a major demand source in Western Canada and compete with pipeline exports for production and pipeline capacity. What that means for our mid-case supply-demand scenario is that the lower 48 balance goes from being supply long in 2023 to being about 2 BCF per day short by 2024, and worse, to negative 4.3 BCF per day by 2027. In other words, the lower 48 gas market is headed for a period of gas shortages, driven by export growth and piecemeal production growth dependent on midstream development. Of course, there are risks to this outlook. A massive storage surplus this year could spill into next year and delay the onset of a gas shortfall. A delay in LNG export capacity additions, or extended disruptions like the Freeport outage, would have a similar effect. On the other hand, midstream constraints that stymie production growth could bring it on sooner. And weather will remain the constant wild card. But the bottom line is that with the onslaught of LNG exports, the odds of oversupply conditions extending beyond 2023 in the lower 48 gas market have vastly diminished. The final countdown was written by Europe lead singer Joey Tempest. It appears as the first song on side one of Europe's third studio album, The Final Countdown. Released as a single in February 1986, the song went to number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. Songwriter Tempest said the lyrics were inspired by David Bowie's Space Oddity. The polyphonic synthesizer riff on the song is reminiscent of the intro to Bill Conti's Rocky theme song, Gonna Fly Now. Both songs are popular at sporting events. The synthesizer riff on The Final Countdown was played on a Roland JX8P synthesizer by Mike McKaylee. Personnel on the record were Joey Tempest, on lead vocals, John Norum, on guitars and backing vocals, John Levin, on bass, Mike McKaylee, on keyboards and backing vocals, and Ian Hoglund, on drums and backing vocals. The album The Final Countdown was produced by Kevin Elson and recorded between September 1985 and March 1986 at PowerPlay Studios in Zurich, Soundtrade Studios in Stockholm, Mastersound Studios in Atlanta, Georgia, and Fantasy Studios in Berkeley, California. Released in May 1986, the album went to number 8 on the Billboard Top 200 Albums chart and has been certified 3X Platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. 5 singles were released from the LP. Europe is a Swedish rock band formed in Upplands Väsby, Sweden, in 1979 by vocalist Joey Tempest, guitarist John Norum, bassist Peter Olsson and drummer Tony Reno. They made their professional breakthrough in Sweden in 1982 by winning the television talent show Rock SM. They rose to international fame in 1986 with their hit album, The Final Countdown. The group has sold over 10 million records worldwide. The band took a hiatus in 1992, with members Tempest, Norum and Key Marcel releasing solo albums before regrouping and continuing in 2003. They have released 11 studio albums, 8 live albums, 5 compilation albums, 1 EP, and 35 singles. They were inducted into the Swedish Music Hall of Fame in 2018. 9 members have passed through the group since its formation. Europe Still Records and Tours.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.